Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Good morning. You're listening to WYLL AM 580. To keep up with Illinois public media news throughout the day, be sure to visit us on our website, WYLL.illinois.edu. Now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good Monday morning, everyone. A longtime Central Nebraska ethanol producer has announced that it will shut down operation, citing negative margins as a result of low ethanol prices and ongoing drought conditions across the Midwest. Ag Processing Incorporated in Hastings announced on Friday that the shutdown would go into effect immediately. This morning, South Korea announced that it has purchased 110,000 metric tons of Brazilian soybeans in two cargoes for end June and end July arrival. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 116,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China. Of that total, 58,000 tons is for delivery during the 2012-13 marketing year, and 58,000 is for delivery during the 2013-14 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 13,910. It's down almost 99 points. The NASDAQ sitting at 3,166 is down 13. The S&P 500 is at 1504, and it is down almost 9 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Waves of snow will continue to move from northwest to southeast across the Midwest this week. Most of the accumulations will be light in each individual event, but we'll likely see enough over the course of the week to add a little moisture to the topsoil and slow travel down periodically. Most of the significant snow so far has been focused on northern Illinois and some immediate surrounding areas in Wisconsin as well as Michigan and northern Indiana overnight, with anywhere from 1 to 4 inches of snow accumulating across parts of the region. And as we go forward through the rest of the day today, the precipitation is going to be shifting off to the southeast, passing through the rest of Indiana and Ohio, maybe even impacting a part of Virginia and portions of eastern Kentucky. There may be a little bit of a mix of precipitation in some of the southeastern part of that region, where we might see a little rain or even freezing rain accompanying some of the snowfall. But it's just the first out of a series of disturbances that will be passing through the region. A second one is expected to move into Wisconsin and parts of Minnesota as we move through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. That one will move right across the Michigan and Ohio and end up into the northeastern corner of the country as we move into the day on Tuesday. And as we go on out again another day or so, another disturbance will pass through the region from the North Dakota-Minnesota region across the Great Lakes region, with a little bit of a wintry mix of precipitation extending to the southwest into parts of Missouri and portions of southern Illinois and eventually into Kentucky. That system will be followed by a larger storm system that may begin to brew over the weekend in a part of the southeastern U.S. plains, and that system could end up producing a greater amount of rainfall and some snow across parts of the Midwest. Now, this storm system is not nearly as strong or as large as it was advertised to be late last week, and we may still see some changes in its expected behavior as we go forward through the next couple of days. It's still worthy of close monitoring. And then another round of storminess may occur at midweek next week, although the storm system that's advertised at that point seems to be overdone, so we won't get too excited about it at this point. But if we put all the moisture together, we shouldn't see a tremendous amount of change in the overall condition of drought in the western Corn Belt, even though we will have some periods of snow occurring from North Dakota into Wisconsin and maybe a small part of Iowa. We'll expect those areas to stay a lot drier than they should be at this time of the year. And the same is true for the High Plains region from parts of West Texas into Montana, including a big part of western sections of hard red winter wheat country. We'll expect the temperatures out there to be a little less extreme this week. especially in the upper Midwest, where those negative 20s and negative 30s were reported last week. We still have a couple of very cold mornings, though, still lying ahead. I imagine Wednesday morning will probably be the last of the coldest mornings in the upper Midwest, where portions of northern Minnesota will be in the negative teens, getting close to minus 20. But as far as the Midwest proper is concerned, we're expecting to see those low temperatures this week. It'd be coolest here over the next two mornings, maybe three mornings, we'll see positive, negative, single-digit readings across the northernmost portions of the region, while lows will be in the teens and 20s in southern sections. Temperatures will be notably warmer for lows a little bit later this weekend to the weekend. The high temperatures across a big part of the Midwest here over the next couple of days will still be rather cool, but not as cold as they have been, I suppose. We'll see highs in the single digits and teens across the Great Lakes region and the upper Mississippi River Basin, and temperatures in the southernmost parts of the region will be mostly in the 30s, 40s, and even some 50-degree readings. The warmer air in the south will eventually take a larger portion of the Midwest, and it will look for some further warming in the northern areas, but it'll all be rather gradual, peaking out at the end of this week and into the weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Our 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is set for March 5th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. We've got some of the best in the business presenting on the hottest topics, including farmland values for 2013, diversifying your operations with livestock, and, of course, our very popular soybean, corn, and cash grain panels. Our theme this year is Strategies for Market Profitability in 2013. Guarantee your seat by calling 217-333-7300. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and lunch. When you register with your major credit card, we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line the day of the event. The number to call is 217-333-7300. And if you're in the Mahomet area this evening, you might want to join us for another one of our free agricultural outlook panels. Will be at the Farm Credit Services of Illinois building in Mahomet. Come by for registration at 6 o'clock. There's a little meal, and then our presentation will be immediately following that. Our analysts for tonight's festivities include Matt Bennett of Total Grain Marketing, Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. That's this evening, beginning at 6 o'clock with registration at the Farm Credit Services building in Mahomet, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the electronic overnight trade for you. Current numbers, March wheat in Kansas City at 824 up 2. March wheat in Chicago, 769 up 4. March corn, 737 and a half up 1.5. July at 730.5 up 1.75. December 594.25 up 2.25. March beans 1488.5 up 14.25. July 1470.5 up 15.25. November 1344.25 up 11.75. March soybean meal 432.90 up 4.70. March soybean oil 5340 up 41. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like traders came back and looked at South American weather and decided to put a little more premium in it.
Yeah, a little bit disappointed in the South American weather over the weekend, and the forecast for this week are really for drier. I mean, if you look at just the forecast, you have to say that there'd be some expansion of the area that's hurting. The dollar has kind of rallied here this morning, and that's kind of kept a little bit of a lid on things, I believe. We've kind of set back, especially on the corn side and wheat, from where we were earlier in the morning.
When livestock opens this morning, how will traders react to Friday's cattle on feed report?
Well, it really looked to me like the longer-term the inventory report was bullish long-term, but maybe a little bit bearish short-term. I think we will see that probably in the futures as we open. You never know with a 3-day period for the or, you know, 2 days for the traders to think about it. But that was kind of what the initial reaction was on Friday.
So do you think that corn will close the market lower today?
On corn?
On corn.
I think we're going to be right around this unchanged on corn, and probably going to depend on what we hear out of South America as far as any noon changes on the forecast.
And a quick word on wheat this morning, please.
Well, wheat got tested. It has so far held its Friday lows. Friday was a big day down for the wheat. We were up early and back down. So I think we've established the resistance and support at Friday's lows and highs there.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. Go to the corn. March at 7.37 1/4, up 1 1/4. July, 7.30 1/4, up 1.5. December, 5.94 1/4, up 2 1/4. March beans, 14.88, up 13 3/4. July, 14.70, up 14 3/4. November, 13.43 3/4, up 11 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana, and it's 9:01 Central Time.